Blog Talk Radio. program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where the truth is told. The lies are damned. Now, today's top headlines. I swear to God, and I know it's been a long time since I've been on here, and I'm trying to come back full. Well, I couldn't help myself today. First story out of the box. I swear to God, I lost it. I now have high blood pressure. That's why I got off of it beforehand, because I turned into an alcoholic. The stuff stressed me out. I've got high blood pressure. I take 4 pills a day for this crap. And I don't really give a damn if I stroke out. I really don't care. The war is on. There is a war. And if you do not understand what that means, then here's what you do. You go back into your room, you snort some more of your fentanyl, you play your little video games, and you stay away from society. Disappear. I don't really care where you go. You cannot be that obtuse. And the war, you liberals, man, you people have been pushing too far, too fast, for too long. You're going to get your comeuppance. The war is on. I know you're so arrogant and hubris, but the problem is there's just too much ignorance in you, and you don't see it. You have been getting away with this for too long, and you can't see the danger in it. And if you cannot see what they are doing to Donald Trump and think for yourself, oh, this will never happen to me. Really? Donald Trump has all the money in the world, all the lawyers, all the resources, everything, and look what they're doing to him. So you think for 1 second that if they don't like one of your Facebook posts, that they can't do that same thing to you and take everything you have? Take your trailer. I mean, take everything you own. They can take. They can do whatever they want. Just look at any third world country. Look at China. Look at Russia. If you go against the so-called establishment, well, what happens to you? Well, you go to one of their gulags and you're tortured and then you're killed. Same thing that happens in Ukraine. And to hell with Ukraine. I hate you. Screw Ukraine. I could care less what happens in Ukraine. This is not an American war. This is Europe's war. If Europe, you want to protect Ukraine from Russia coming over to you, then you stand up and you protect it. Why should the United States have to supply all the money, all the resources, all the weapons to protect you? Europe? Europe hates us. So why should we protect Europe? Look, you've got Russia and Ukraine, two extremely corrupt nations fighting each other. I can care less what happens to them. That has nothing to do with America. We got too many problems going on in this country right now. And I'm supposed to worry about Ukraine? To hell with Ukraine. And what's going on in Israel? Well, first of all, that's not our war. We've got no business Netanyahu how to run his country. Joe Biden, get this. Joe Biden can't run his own country, but he's over telling Netanyahu how to run his country? Look, I don't mind supplying Israel with, you know, weapons and whatnot, you know, to fight Hamas. Because if you don't know who Hamas is by now, again, stay out of the conversation. But the United States has no business telling Netanyahu how to run his own country and what to do to fight his war. And yeah, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, we want to give them weapons and whatnot to defeat Hamas. Absolutely. Hamas needs to be completely defeated, completely annihilated. And yeah, that means you're going to have to kill a shitload of them. And that's right. You kill them. Because you can't win a war unless you kill the enemy. This nonsense about having a peace respectful conversation and compromise? Give me one war that has ever been won with a peaceful conversation and compromise. Yeah, yeah, you can't name one. Of course you can't, because there isn't one. And Joe Biden's not even helping Israel. He's helping Hamas. He's building a pier so he can bring more aid to what he calls the Gazans. Oh, they're so oppressed. Hey, if they're so oppressed, how come they're not going over to Israel and saying, hey, I want to fight against these guys that are oppressing me. Can you help us out? I want to help you out. Let's work together and let's kill Hamas. Let's destroy them. Do we see any Gazans doing that? Oh, no. But we got these college pukes here in America who have no idea. Don't give me this crap that you're educated. You're not educated. You're not educated. You're indoctrinated. Hell, you're not even that. You're just stupid. And then you're running your mouth. The genocide, whatever you want, but the genocide is Hamas doing that to Israel. Israel is not. They think that Israel is just going to Gaza and just indiscriminately killing, you know, Palestinians. Because that's what they do. You know, that's what they're doing. Yeah, we all know that. Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah, right. And we're going to give them aid? We're going to give Gaza aid? How about not giving the Israelis aid? How about all the people that were attacked on October 7th? How come where's their aid? But you're going to give it to the Palestinians, which you know full well is going to go to Hamas. Palestinians aren't going to get it. And again, I'm not buying this crap that Palestinians, oh, we're so oppressed, the Gazans, oh. You're not oppressed. If you were oppressed, they would be going over to Israel and say, hey, we want to end this. We want to get rid of them, and we're here to fight. Let's do it. Let's get together, and let's kill these sons of bitches. Is that happening? No, it is not. Because they believe in Hamas. These Palestinians are not. They're sweet and innocent people. Wake up. Oh, I haven't even got to the headlines yet. I knew it. I'm telling you, I'm going to stroke out. It's going to happen. But before I get to the headlines, I want to read a poem. And I've read this on my show several times. I'm going to read it again. For all of you out there that think that what is happening to Donald Trump, oh, it's such a great thing. We're going to finally put an end to Donald Trump. Well, let me. There's a man named Martin Niemöller. Maybe you didn't learn about him in school, but he was a very, he was very successful World War I submarine officer. Very successful. Killed a lot of Allied ships. Sunk them. Sunk a lot of them. He was a hero after World War I in Germany. Hero. Martin Niemöller. Well, and he stood up and said something about Adolf Hitler. Guess what happened to him? He went to a concentration camp. What? No. Yeah. Concentration camps weren't just for Jews, as long as you understand that. They put their own people there. Russians, they had anybody that went against Hitler went into one of those camps. Some of the camps, you immediately went to the gas chamber. Some camps, you were there to work. But they did put their own people in there. Anybody who goes against Adolf Hitler. Well, it's just the same today. If you go against Joe Biden, oh, you can't do that now. You can't do that. Look what happened. Went against Obama. Oh, can't have that. And these are the same people that are talking about democracy. Yeah, we're going to get to that democracy a little bit later. But this is where you people who think what is happening to Donald Trump right now, and we're going to cover that extensively. What you think, what is going on to Donald Trump right now, if you think for 1 second that that cannot happen to you, you had better start rethinking. If it can happen to Martin Niemöller, If it can happen to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has all the money, all the resources, has everything at his disposal, and look what happened to him. If you think for 1 second that they can't come after you, then you just damn near guaranteed, actually you didn't damn near, you just did. You guaranteed yourself to that happening to you. Because you don't have near as much money, near as much resources, near as much anything as Donald Trump. And look what they're doing to him. So if you think for 1 second they can't come after you, you are a stupid, stupid individual. Well, they came after Martin Niemöller. Now, here's this famous poem that he wrote in a concentration camp. And again, this was a very successful U-boat officer in World War I, a German, not an American, but a German. And I'm German. I got nothing but crowd in me. That's it. We were persecuted in our land by the Russians. That's why my family came over here in the early 1900s. And if you've ever seen the movie, Fiddler on the Roof, that was my family. That was my family. That's what we went through. That's why we're over here. And no, we were not Jewish. It wasn't just the Jews being attacked. Everybody's attacked. Everybody is a victim. Doesn't matter who you are, you're always a victim. But if you think for 1 second, this government, the way this government is going right now, can't come after you because you comply with everything you hear on the television. And that's what you are. You're made by TV Democrats. You only know what the television tells you. You don't know anything else. You have no idea. Most Democrats who vote Democrat, they have no idea what is going on because the television doesn't tell them. And then if somebody tells them this is going on, they think it's, oh, that's fake news. Because you've never heard of it before means it's fake news. You haven't heard it before out of ignorance, not intelligence. Well, here is a poem that Martin Niemöller wrote in prison. He's in prison because he dared to tell Adolf Hitler, this is wrong. You can't do this. Well, they threw him in a camp, and he wrote this very famous poem. It goes like this. They came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. And I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak me. Well, that is exactly what's going to happen. That is exactly what is going to happen if we do not. We do not elect Donald Trump. This guy is the only guy that I've ever voted for that I actually voted for instead of voting against somebody. And if you think by voting out Donald Trump and putting him in jail and bankrupting Donald Trump and just leaving penniless and homeless, you think you're doing a good thing? No, you're not. And this war is on. And it is high time that we fight fire with fire. They cannot keep getting away with this. What they're doing is just downright evil. That Letitia James, that bitch is flat out evil, period. Evil. You don't do that because, oh, he's a Republican and not a Democrat. We have to go out and attack him. We have to bankrupt him. We have to put him in jail. And you think you're doing something good? Oh, and the bloodbath comment. Oh, my God in heaven. Well, first of all, I do have a financial background. I can't tell you how many loans. I've done a lot of loans. And I've also been the guy in New York who's gone out, taken a look at the collateral that somebody is using to either lease or loan certain equipment. So they're putting up this stuff for collateral. I would go out, I would take a video camera, and I'd take pictures and video of everything. And I would bring it back and tell the boss, yeah, it's worth another appraiser. It's worth somebody that knows exactly what all this stuff is worth. No, it's junk, it's garbage. Don't even waste your time. Well, in the financial world, the term bloodbath, if a company is downsizing and laying off hundreds and sometimes thousands of employees, firing their executives, completely downsizing, that is called a bloodbath. When a company has to fire and lay off most of their company, that is a bloodbath. That's what it means. And what Donald Trump was talking about, and yes, it is going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry. When they were on strike, and I was talking to my brother, and I said, if these guys agree and go back to work, they're going to get screwed. And they are going to get screwed. We've even got a Chinese auto executive already saying, yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath for the American auto workers because we're going to take it over, and they're proud. They're proud to take it over. How many people work in the auto industry in the United States? The United States actually revolutionized the auto industry, revolutionized, set a lot of standards. They revolutionized the auto industry. And now it's being taken away by the Chinese, who are going to use nothing but slave labor, child slave labor. You're okay with that. Wow. Wow. Imagine if, when you were a child, would you have wanted to be a slave? A sex slave? A work slave? Well, your child, it was pretty good. You'd get up on Saturday morning, eat a big old bowl of cereal, your cartoons. Oh yeah, life was great. You go to school, you play, you have fun, you grow up. But kids don't have that. They don't have that. And you're okay with that. You're okay with letting child, sex, and work slaves build your cars. You're okay with that. Wow. So the American auto industry, and it is true, Donald Trump was 100% correct. If he loses, the auto industry is done in America. All these auto workers who love to vote Democrat because they're union, and they think, oh, if I vote Democrat, my union's going to stay. No, it's not. It is not. It is not. You're going to lose your job. Every one of you that went back to work, every one of you that agreed to those terms, you just have your job taken away from you. You think Joe Biden cares about your job in the auto industry? You really think he cares? Anybody in the Democrat Party, you really think that anybody in the Democrat Party actually cares about your job, you auto workers? Wake up! What the hell's the matter with you? You gotta be smarter than this. What the hell is wrong with your brain? You got something malfunctioning up there. It's time to get it fixed! Because if you lose your job, guess what? You know how many other jobs are going to be lost? Just think of how many jobs are going to be lost if the auto industry has to fire all of their employees and go with the Chinese-made cars. How many people do you think? Everything. People that make steel, people that make plastic, people that make everything. Vinyl, this, that. I mean, everything. Every component. They're all going to lose their jobs. And now we have all these people in America, and now we've got all these illegal aliens. How do you expect the country to survive? Well, you will not. It will be impossible. Donald Trump is right. If he does not win, and Donald Trump will save the auto industry. I actually believe that, 100%. But if you vote for Joe Biden, you will lose not only the auto industry jobs, every other job connected to it. And calling Donald Trump a dictator. Wow. Wow. And losing democracy. See, this is how I've seen people. They used to be friends of mine. I can't call them a friend anymore. If you're that stupid, I'm not going to call you a friend. But But to think that Trump is taking away democracy, he's a dictator because they only know what the television told them. They don't have any proof to back that up because there isn't any proof to back it up. And how is Donald Trump taking away democracy when he brought democracy back to the states, back to the people? He's not taking any democracy away. He's giving democracy. But see, to a Democrat, they don't want that. They want the government to say, this is the way it is, and you comply with it. That's their democracy. And Meathead, he's out there, and I call him Meathead. Rob Ryan, you're a joke. Shut up. Oh, can't have any third-party candidates because we want to preserve democracy. Think about that for a second. You can't have third-party candidates because he wants to preserve democracy. Well, isn't democracy having everybody who wants to run, and the people get to vote on who they want? That is democracy. When you only have one candidate to vote for, that is not democracy, Meathead. That's not democracy. Means that people get to vote for who they want, not who you want. And by eliminating candidates, it's not democracy. That is tyranny. Period. I'm sorry. If you don't understand that, I don't know, grab a dictionary and look these words up. But Donald Trump, how is Donald Trump a dictator? What has he done? He's made him a dictator. He gave everybody a job. Brought democracy back in the states. States get to vote of whether they want an abortion or not. The Democrats, no, you're not allowed to vote. You're just allowed to accept what we do. You don't get to vote on that. You just accept what we say. That's not democracy. Again, there's tyranny. Good Lord, man. And bankrupting Trump because he's a Republican, that's democracy. That's eliminate our competition. And that somehow is democracy to the people. No, that's dictators do. That is what dictators do. Aaron Sigmar, wake up. You've got to be smarter than this. And yeah, I called you out. You damn scared I did. And I'm not afraid to call you out. Something happened to your brain. I don't know what happened to it, but you lost it. And you need to get it back. And the first thing you need to do is shut your mouth. That would be number one. And pay attention. Pay attention. The prize what you can win when you listen. But no, no. Television has these people so programmed, they can't see anything that's actually happening. They don't see it because their TV shows and their social media accounts and whatnot, they don't say that. They don't tell you what's going on. They only tell you that Donald Trump wants to kill people and white supremacists and to America. Let me tell you something. I'm on the right. I've been on the right my whole life. Even though I grew up in a super liberal household, but I never bought a crap, and I never will. I've never bought liberalism. I never will buy it. I can't buy it. I can't buy what is true. And I'm not going to agree with it simply because everybody on this side over here is agreeing with it. I don't care if I'm the only person who says no. Like, you think I'm afraid? You're going to intimidate me? Get into my face? You know, man. Waters, you in their face and you tell them they're not welcome. You know what, people? You need to get in their face, square in the eye, and tell them you are no longer welcome in this country because they are no longer welcome in this country. When you're taking away my democracy and then you're blaming me for taking away yours, all you did was get more democracy? I can't get in your face for that? We need to get in their face. The war is on, people. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to fight. This nonsense, oh, let's have a peaceful conversation. Really? Wow. Peaceful conversation. Peaceful conversation. Let's have a of compromise. Again, how many wars have ever been fought and won with a compromise and a peaceful conversation? No. The peaceful conversations are over. The compromise is over. When has a Democrat ever compromised with a Republican? Give me that. I just want to hear it once. I want to see where the Republicans actually got something done because Democrats compromised. Give me one example of Democrats compromised. Oh, but they'll come up with all of these things that nobody's ever heard of before, and they're just pulling it directly out of their ass, which makes it illegitimate. Like all these people who hate Donald Trump. Oh, well, why do you hate Donald Trump? They can never give you a straightforward answer. But they'll say the, you know, the generic things that they hear on television. Oh, he's racist. Really? Well, he's a racist. Okay, but what makes him a racist? Oh, well, he called immigrants animals. Well, no, he did not call immigrants animals. You should have been paying attention to what he was saying, and you would have understood what he meant when he called the people who he called animals, animals. But they don't know that. They just know the television told them, you're supposed to hate Donald Trump, and if you don't, well, then you're a white supremacist. I have yet to meet a white supremacist. I don't even know what they look like. Everybody on the right, all of my friends on the right, I have no idea who these white supremacists are. But you talk to a Democrat, and they're everywhere. It's an existential threat. Oh, my God, the violence on the right. Where's the violence on the right? Is it when the left was burning down the cities in 2020? Is it all the violence in the streets that's going on today, Chicago, New York? Twin teenage girls. Just got stabbed. One of them died at a bodega in New York City. And they were black. Black victims, black perpetrators. But the white supremacist violence is the existential threat. Well, look at all the violence in all of the inner cities. They're not white people. Say whatever you want, but those are black people that are committing these crimes. The black people are committing the violent crimes, not the white people. Now, you can argue and say whatever you want, but the numbers don't lie. The video of all these people doing all of these crimes, they're not white, they're black. So you can't sit here and say that there is a white supremacist, violent, you know, existential threat. And white people, oh, they're all racist. They're born racist, according to Whoopi Goldberg, who, I'm sorry, that woman is just flat out stupid. All of those women on The View, good God. I mean, I've had explosive diarrhea with more intelligence than every single one of those hosts on The View. So I don't want to hear it. This bloodbath hysteria, I mean, unreal, absolutely unreal. See, the problem is they don't have any policy to discuss, any policy to fight for, any policy to brag about. Every one of their policies have failed. That's why we have high gas prices. That's why we have inflation. That's why we have the Middle East with terror. When Donald Trump, he choked them. He choked Iran. Said, you're not getting any money. As soon as Iran gets any money, what do? They buy bombs. They buy guns. They buy weapons. They buy anything they can that can kill somebody. If you choke them and don't give them any money, they can't commit any terror. But Obama gives them millions on millions and millions and millions of dollars of foreign currency. Because we do have a law that we're not allowed to give money in the American currency. So they exchanged it for foreign currency. And somehow they said that that was the right thing to do. You don't give Iran any money. You give Iran money, you're giving Hamas money. Hezbollah, all of them. They're all funded by Iran. And Donald Trump, a dictator. I still have yet to hear and see the actual physical proof that Donald Trump is a dictator. Where is it? I mean, he gives the democracy back to the people, and somehow that's a dictator? Because people get a choice? Well, see, to a liberal, they don't want choice, because if they get a choice, they're going to lose, because the overwhelming vast majority of the American people are not on their friggin' side. They disagree with their policies. That's why they don't want any democracy. Because then people are going to vote against them. That's why they have to cheat to win. And I don't care. I don't care whatever you say. Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, we've seen the video. We've seen the actual physical, concrete, irrefutable evidence that this election was stolen. But people go, no, it's not real. What do you mean it's not real? I didn't see it on my TV shows. It doesn't exist. Oh, now I get it. Because you haven't seen something, that means it doesn't exist. It only exists if you have seen it? No, that's not how life works, people. That's not how life works. If you haven't seen something, you're unaware of something. Okay, that is ignorance. What is ignorance? Well, ignorance simply means lack of knowledge. So if you haven't seen something, that is your lack of knowledge because you haven't seen it. It doesn't mean that it's not real because you haven't seen it. I mean, the hubris in these people. You think they haven't seen it before? That means it doesn't exist? And that's not hubris. Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, the most people who vote Democrat have never seen any of this stuff going on. They don't know it. And so when they hear somebody like me say it, well, then they get offended. Somehow, why? I don't know. You get offended for being called out for being ignorant? Well, that's on you. Your ignorance is on you. You can't blame me for your ignorance. You can't blame anybody for your ignorance. You got to blame yourself for not getting yourself informed and getting hoodwinked. Getting suckered in. People, turn off your television. Your television is, that is, call it the evil box. It's a lie box. That's what it is. It's pure evil. You're not getting any truth. And when you watch the news, and Fox News, I'm about done with them. Actually, I've been done with them. I'm not about, I've been done with them. I tried turning them on this morning so I can get some news, and I get that stupid Carly Shipkiss, whatever her name is. Oh, sweetheart, just go away. And that Fox and Friends in the morning, my God, it has unwatchable television. They don't cover the news. They barely mention the news. They don't cover it. They spend all this time laughing and talking about the weekend and their kids, and ooh, they're having so much fun. And like, when I turn on the news, I don't want to hear grown women giggle. I hear a grown woman giggle, I got no respect for you. That's number one. Grown women do not giggle. For Christ's sakes, women, come on. Little girls giggle. Why? I don't know. I didn't invent the little girl. I just know little girls giggle. But when they grow up and they become adults, they stop giggling. Don't giggle anymore. They're women. Act like it. Don't giggle on the air in front of that. Love of God. When I see a woman on the air supposedly trying to give me the news, and they, do not when you're delivering news. Now, when I went to broadcasting school, if you pulled that crap, I swear to God, you would not pass. And we had everybody, all had to follow the same rules. We had black people. We had all different kinds of people. We had people from the South, and I'm from the West. Yes, I do have an accent. And when I was on their airwaves, I could not have my accent. It comes out here every once in a while because I get pissed off. But when I hear black people and they're talking like they're straight from the hood, first of all, I can't understand a single word you're saying to me. Oh, it's not my fault. It's just the way I was raised. Really? If you went to my broadcasting school, you would have been thrown out. And no, you would have never gotten your money back. Don't give me this crap that you're black means you can't speak like a broadcaster. You can't pronounce your words. That it's okay for you to speak like you're straight from the hood, which nobody can understand except for other black people, and you're trying to deliver me the news? That is a cop-out. That is lazy. If you cannot speak clearly, you don't get to come on the air. But they don't have any standards anymore. Stupid Lawrence, whatever his name is on Fox and Friends, God damn it, shut up. I don't understand you. I don't speak ghetto. Everybody in my class, all of us had to learn how to change our accent. Everybody, including me. You want to have your own show like I've got mine? That's fine. You can speak any way you want to. But when you're on national news, you speak English, and you pronounce your words, and don't give me this cockamamie excuse that you're black, so you get to speak that way. No, you're delivering the news. You get to speak broadcasting speak, and that's it. You don't get to speak your way. You get to speak like broadcasters speak. They pronounce their words so everybody can understand them. That is a load of crap. I am sick and tired of that. I watch the NFL, but my beloved NFL. These announcers, my God, I don't understand a single word they're saying. Don't give me this crap. Oh, they're black and that's just the way they do. No. That is not an excuse. That is not an excuse. If you're on the air, you are on national airwaves. There's only one way to speak, and that's broadcaster speak. If you don't understand that language, you don't deserve to be a broadcaster. For the love of God, people, the standards. And now you wonder why all these planes are having all these problems? Now, we just had another one the other day. Windows cracked. We got doors flying off. We got panels flying off. Wheels flying off. Well, that's your DEI for you. That's a diversity hire. They're hiring people that aren't qualified, and they got supervisors that aren't qualified. And what do you expect is going to happen? Oh, but we filled the boxes. We got all the right colors. Really? You got all the right colors. Well, that's good. That's real good. You got all the right colors. Yeah. I'm scared to death to fly today. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. But this diversity crap, you don't just hire somebody because he's black. How is that not racist? You're hiring the black guy because he's black, and you're not hiring the white guy because he's white. Even though the white guy probably has more knowledge, more experience, and is better at his job than the black guy, but the black guy gets a job because he's black. And somehow diversity now is, well, that's good for everybody. How? We've got all these planes having all these problems. It's only a matter of time before one of these planes crashes and everybody on board is going to be killed, and anybody on the ground that it hits, they're going to be killed too. But we got all the right colors. We got all the boxes checked off. And our military, my beloved Navy, I'm glad I'm not in the military today. I'm glad. I'm sorry, but I don't really have a lot of faith in our military anymore. I used to. Donald brought it back, and I was like, yeah, I feel finally good. I feel good. We're moving in the right direction again. Now, I served under Ronald Reagan. And, yeah, we had a military. We were the biggest, baddest, meanest military in the world. And you know what? The United States has no choice but to be the biggest, baddest, meanest military in the world. We don't have a choice, because if not, we're going to be taken over. China has realized, you know what? We don't have to fire a shot, even though we got twice as many ships as the United States does now. But we don't have to fire a shot. We can destroy them from within. And since Joe Biden is on their payroll, and don't give me this crap. I mean, why are people paying the Bidens? Oh, because they're a Joe Biden? Oh, that's Joe Biden over there. Honey, give me my checkbook. Let's go give him a check because he's Joe Biden. Anybody's last name is Biden and you just get money from the Chinese? What are they getting paid for? Well, obviously giving up secrets. All of those documents. He's a senator. Here's another thing. Donald Trump is the only one. A president is the only one who can declassify documents. A senator can't. A vice president can't. So Donald Trump, the only one out of Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden who was actually authorized to have those documents and is the only one who can declassify documents, not a senator. And what is Joe Biden doing with documents as a senator? What is he doing with them as a vice president? Well, obviously, he's been selling secrets since he's been a senator. His whole family is involved. He's spying. They used to assassinate, or not assassinate, but they used to execute people who spied. Remember the Goldbergs? No. You were executed for spying. Now, well, now you get reelected if you're spying. The entire Biden family has been selling American secrets to the Chinese and getting paid millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. But we can't do anything about that. But we can prosecute Donald Trump for taking out a loan and paying it back early. Somehow, that's a crime. Well, again, like I was talking about, I've done millions of loans, countless loans. That is a private business deal before the bank and the person taking out the loan. And it's up if they want to give that money, give that loan based on your collateral. If the bank says, yeah, your property is worth this much and I'll give you this much for a loan. Well, that's between the bank and the person taking out the loan. It's not up to the government, and it's certainly not up to Letitia freaking James. Or this clown, he looks like a clown, that judge, Edgeron or whatever his name is. He looks like a clown. He doesn't even need any makeup. He looks exactly like a clown. He doesn't need the makeup. So it's up to them to decide? It's not up to them. It's not up to them. It's up to the bank and the person taking out the loan. And since Donald Trump paid back the loan and paid him back early, how is somehow that a crime? And now this guy's got, he's got to pay, he's got till Monday. He's got till next Monday. He's got to come up with the $400 or almost $500 million. Come up with it, or Letitia James is going to start seizing his properties. Imagine that. Well, you know, which brings me to the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Oh, I know. I just said the C word. Oh, my God. The filthy mouth on this man. Talking about the Constitution. It's racist. You're an idiot. Shut up. The Eighth Amendment. And you know what the title of the Eighth Amendment is? Cruel and Unusual Punishment. Please explain to me how if you take out a loan, pay it back early, that and you're punished for it. You're $500 million and you can't work in New York City for 3 years? That isn't cruel and unusual? And then the fine. Good God. First of all, the case never should have gone to trial. It's not a case. It's not a crime to take out a loan and pay it back. That's what you're supposed to do. But see, Democrats, see, they don't want to do that. They take out a student loan, which I took out a student loan, and guess what? I had to pay it back. Every friggin' penny. So I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear from you people. Shut up. I paid back my goddamn student loan. It was a broadcasting loan. It was over $12,000, and I had to pay it back. So you pay back a loan, you pay it back on time, and somehow you're punished for that? Simply because you're a Republican? How many loans have the Clintons taken out and not paid back? Look what the Clintons were supposed to do in Haiti. We'll get to Haiti later. They were supposed to build all these houses. They didn't. They took all these donations into the Clinton Foundation, and they never paid anything. They took the money and ran. The Clintons are absolutely hated in Haiti. Hated. But let me read the Eighth Amendment to you and see if some of you low-life Democrats can understand. You probably won't. You know, because this stuff is over your head. Excessive bail shall not be required. Well, if you're in New York City and you commit a violent crime, you don't even get bail. I mean, there should be something in the Eighth Amendment that says you commit a violent crime, you're going to get bail. You don't get to get off with no bail. And then, oh, yeah, we'll see you in a couple of years for your court case. Don't be late. Remember that day. Nor excessive fines imposed. Now imagine this. You take out a loan, you pay it back early, but now you're fined. $500 million? And if you don't pay it, we're going to seize all these properties? Somehow that, yeah, that just doesn't seem to me to be a, well, legitimate fine. The case is not even legitimate. The case should never even be in court. You didn't commit a crime. You took out a loan and you paid it back. But again, like Democrats, they don't like to pay back their loans. That's why student loans are now forgiven. You don't have to pay back your student loan. No, college is free for everybody. Yeah, you didn't know? Oh, yeah. College is free for everybody. Everything is free for everybody now. Wow. Everything is free for everybody. And somehow they think that is going to be, well, bring prosperity. Yeah, that'll work. Nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. January 6th, and I'm going to call them exactly what Trump called them, because I called them that before. I called them hostages long before Donald Trump ever said that. I called them that from the very beginning, and they are political hostages. Now, those that were doing the violence, they were not MAGA. So you Democrats need to pull your head out of your assholes. Think. They were not us. They were you. It was Democrats in drag. That's who they were. Democrats in drag. They're the ones who committed the violence. But we're the ones who have to pay the price. And when the Capitol Police opened up the doors and said, come on in. Wow. If somebody opens up a door and says, come on into my home, I'm coming in. Now I got to be prosecuted for that. And especially since Donald Trump begged Nancy Pelosi, which Nancy Pelosi is the one who created this. And why did they create this? Well, they wanted the right to look bad. They wanted the right to look bad. This whole January 6th nonsense and all of this, oh, white supremacy and all the violence and all of this. Oh, this is how bad they are. And they're going to have a bloodbath because they have no policies to discuss. What are their policies? Destroy America? Let's have inflation, high, super high inflation so no one can afford food. Let's get rid of the animals so no one can eat meat. All the farmers, well, I guess, what are they going to do if the farmers can't control vegetables? What are they going to eat? Where do you think you get tofu from? Well, it's processed foods, processed from soybeans. So what are we supposed to eat? You can't eat animals. You got no farmers growing vegetables. What the hell are we supposed to eat? Oh, that's right. We're supposed to eat that synthesized meat. Yeah, I'm going to eat that. Yeah, you damn Skippy. Yeah, I'll be chowing down on that. Not. Well, people, this is a war. This is a war. And if you don't stand up and fight, and it means just like what Maxine Waters said, you get in their face and you tell them they are no longer welcome. That's what you do. That is what you do. You got to stand up and fight, because if you don't fight, you're going to be like Martin Niemöller. If you don't stand up, you don't have to like Jews. You don't have to like Israel, but you got to stand up. You don't have to like any of the stuff that's going on. You can hate Donald Trump. You hate his guts. But if you don't stand up and defend what the hell is going on to him, it's going to happen to you. I know you think, oh, no, it won't happen to me because I complied with the television. Well, Martin Niemöller thought the same thing. And we all know what happened to him. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. Hate his guts. But you got to stand up and fight for what is right. And what they are doing to Donald Trump right now is wrong. And they're not doing it just to Donald Trump. They're doing it to you. They're doing it to me. They're doing it to everybody. And then they have the goddamn balls to say and talk about tyranny? How is that not tyrannical? Because you're in a different party? We're going to attack you? And somehow that's democracy? We're going to eliminate third-party candidates to preserve democracy. Think about that for a second. We're going to punish Trump because he's our political foe. You're punishing him because he's winning, and you know you're losing. You don't have any policies to argue. You don't have any policies to stand on to attack Donald Trump. So there's only one policy. That is the policy that the television gives you. They tell you, run television, tells you, this is what you think, this is what you believe, this is who you like, this is who you hate. And if you don't do it, well, you're a white supremacist. Heck, you're a white supremacist. A racist. My blood pressure is about 2 seconds away from stroking me out. Well, I'm going to end this show, and I'm going to end the show here now with, I am not one of these people that believe that the world's to an end. I don't have the Chicken Little syndrome like AOC. Oh, we've only got 5 more years. The planet's going to melt. Yeah, we've heard that before. And plus, if you've studied the science, which I have, I've been formally trained in the science. And it got me my job I wanted in the Navy. And thank God I studied this crap in college, which I had to learn it, because if I didn't, I had a scholarship. And if I failed the class, well, then I lost my scholarship. I couldn't afford to fail a class. Study. I had to learn. I'm glad I did, because I learned a lot. I know how it works. I know how CO2 works. It is impossible for CO2 to rise and raise the temperature. The only thing man and his machines can create is localized pollution, and that is it. That is a fact. It's not opinion. It is fact. Anybody who says anything different, you're stupid. And I got no other choice but to call you stupid. Intelligence means accurate information. Stupid means you have the accurate information but refuse to use it or accept it. And if you're going to say that CO2 rises and raises the temperature, you are beyond ignorant. You are deep in the realm of absolute stupidity, because it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Man and his machine on the very bottom of the list can't do anything. They can't even cause a disturbance, my, that's a friggin' crisis. Somebody gets on television and tells the world is falling apart. We're melting. Oh, my God. The sky. Oh, we're going to die. Oh, if we'd have just got into the Paris Accords to tax everybody. That's another thing liberals think. Well, we've got a problem, let's tax it. And the problem goes away. How does money solve a problem? It doesn't. Money just creates more problems. And the money doesn't go where they say it's supposed to go. It goes in their friggin' pocket. And if you're that goddamn stupid, you don't understand, again, stay out of the question. Stay out of the conversation. And just shut up. Find a bridge somewhere and jump off of it. You're nothing. You're nothing, bro. Shut up. And this is a war. And we have to stand up and fight. And if a liberal gets in your face, you get in their face. Don't be afraid. They start running off of their mouth. Get in their face like they do to us. Start canceling them once in a while. How about that? And Congress, you need to get off your ass. And Jim Jordan and Connor, I'm sorry, I'm done with you. You two are nothing but sound bites. That's all we hear out of you is sound bites. I don't see any action from Jordan. I see sound bites. That's it. Sound bites don't solve problems, Mr. Comer, Mr. Jordan. Oh, they're great for the Sean Hannity show. Oh, yeah. But what problem is solved with friggin' sound bites? Nothing. I want action. The American people are tired of being jerks. Off. We want to get laid, goddammit. No more of this political masturbation. We want to get laid. We want it good. No more soundbites, Mr. Jordan, Mr. Comer. We want action. And if you're not going to take the action, then shut up. Shut your mouth. Oh. I'm telling you, I've got to get off. My blood pressure is going through the roof right now. I don't even want to test it. I've got my machine here. I'll blow it up. If I test my blood pressure right now, I guarantee you the machine is going to explode. Well, this is why I don't do the politics very much. Because of this. I can't sit by and just allow this crap to happen. And neither can you. And if you can do it, well, then you deserve everything that comes your way. You get no sympathy from me. Absolutely no sympathy. Well, there's going to be a bloodbath, all right. I guarantee you. If Donald Trump doesn't win, there will be a bloodbath. In more ways than one. Everybody's going to lose their job, and they're going to have even more killing in the streets. Yeah, there's going to be a bloodbath. Well, this is a war, and we can't stand by and allow this anymore. And if you're one of those, oh, just calm down. Oh, just calm down. Let's just have a peaceful conversation. Again, no war has ever been done with a peaceful conversation and compromise. Wars are only won by kicking the other side's ass. And that is it. And if you're afraid to kick the other side's ass, you deserve to have your ass kicked. And it's high time that the people on the right, we start kicking the people on the right that refuse, kicking their ass, who refuse to stand up and fight for what is right. If you're not going to stand up, you're not going to fight for what is right, you are wrong. You're on the wrong side. We don't want you, we need you. Get the hell out. Well, anyway, I'm trying to get off the air here. I'm doing everything I can. Oh. All right. And again, I am not one of those that believes in this world is coming to an end. It's just not. Human beings can blow up every nuclear that we have, and the planet's still going to survive. There will still be life. It may be different life than you're knowledgeable of, but it's still life. Life is life, whether it's a plant or a human. It's still life. It's still life. Life is life. Whether it's some one-celled, you know, bacteria or as a human being. It is still life. Life is life. And life will always exist until it doesn't. Human beings don't know. You don't know when the end of the world is. And what are you going to do when the end of the world comes? What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? You're going to do nothing but die. So what are you going to do? Evidently, you're going to go up to heaven, and you're going to be floating around the clouds and thinking to yourself, you know what? If we'd have just listened to AOC and joined that Paris Accords, boy, we'd still be back down in hell. But no, here we are in paradise. Liberals will be bitching and moaning that they're in paradise. You're not going to do anything, and the world ain't going to end. When the world ends, there's nothing anybody can do about it. Shut up. Enjoy the very short time that you have on this earth, and it is a short time. Even if you live to 100 years old, that's still a short time. So all you want to do is bitch, piss, moan, and complain about everything. Why are you living? Seriously, do yourself a favor, do us a favor, and you complain about there's too many people on planet Earth. Well, here's what you do. You lead by example and off yourself. Show us how it's done. You really believe there's too many people on Earth and we've got to depopulate? Well, who gets to decide who goes and who don't? Huh? The Democrats? They're the ones that get to decide? Huh? Is that it? You got a focus group sitting around together and deciding, okay, this person goes, that person, well, this person can stay. Yeah. He's a good little soldier for us Democrats. We'll keep him. But all these guys over here, oh, they got to go. Who gets to decide? You decide whether you're going to live or you're going to die. And if you're going to vote for Joe Biden, you're going to die. If you're going to vote for Donald Trump, you're going to live. You vote America first, and there's nothing wrong with America first. How can we help any other country if we can't even help ourselves? Like when you're on an aircraft, and they tell you, the stewardess tells you, and no, I'm not going to call you a flight attendant. You're not attending to the flight. You don't fly it. You give me peanuts. You know, or a peanut, I might say, and whatever I want to drink, and if I need a pillow, I get a pillow. That's what you do. You're a steward. So shut up. I'm sick and tired of all these people who think that, oh, or you can't call me that. That's offensive. Everything is offensive today. Everything. Anybody can be offended. I'm offended all day long, but do I say anything about it? No. Why? Because I'm an adult. I'm a professional, intelligent adult. But we don't have that in this country today. We don't have that. We have spoiled brats. And if somebody doesn't get anything that they want, automatically it's got to be racism. It's got to be thisism, thatism, homophobicism. Transphobicism, whatever all these isms are, I can't keep up with them. Let me tell you something about the trans and gay community. Let me help you out, Democrats. First of all, us on the right could care less. We don't care that you're gay or you're trans or you're this or you're that. We just don't care. We never have and we never will. None of us on the right that we get together to talk. Let me tell you something. Gays and trans, just not a conversation that we have. We're not worried about you and who you're sleeping with and who you're not. What clothes you're wearing today and what you're not. We don't care. But we do care when you're trying to cram your crap down our throat. And we're saying, we don't care what you want to be, but we do care what we want to be. And what we want to be is not what you want us to be. So the right does not care that you're gay. The right does not care that you're trans. We never have. But you watch television and you see, oh, God, everybody on the right, they hate homosexuals. Yeah, we're just, that's us on the right. We just get up in the morning, oh, God, oh, let's go out and kill some faggots today, boys. Oh, God, let's get a couple of niggers in there, too. Boy, we'll get them all. The chinks and the gooks and the specks, the wops, hell, get everybody. Anybody who's not like us, we're going to kill. Kill, kill, kill. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. That's us. That's us. That's what we do. We get up in the morning and we just want to kill anybody that ain't like us. But yeah, you get up in the morning and you see the left doing that to us. And are they killing us? Well, they're killing our jobs. They're killing our soul. They're killing our spirit. And that is killing. That's kill. Kill does not mean actually taking someone's life. And see, I was a little bit studied in the Ten Commandments. I'm not really a Christian, but we went extensively on the word thou shall not kill. You kill somebody's spirit, you kill them. You kill their opportunity to have a living, you're killing them. What they're doing to Donald Trump is killing them. They're killing him. They're taking away his ability to profit, to live. That is killing. Killing is not just taking away someone's life. There's more to killing than just taking someone's life. When you take their thoughts away from them, you kill them. You just kill them. Take away their ability to think for themselves, kill them. Taking their ability away to feel as they want to feel, you've killed them. That's what the word kill means. It does not specifically and exclusively mean take someone's life, meaning you stop them from breathing. You cut off their head. They're dead. That does not mean exclusively that. Killing can mean just about anything. You're killing their spirit. You're killing their ability to be free. You're killing their ability to think and feel on their own. That is killing. That's what the word kill means. Now, I'm sorry. Some of you may argue, well, you're stupid. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear stupidity. It is what it is. Anyway, more time, I'm going to try to get off the air. I was only going to come on for an hour. I said, yikes. Well, again, I am not a, you know, I don't have this Chicken Little syndrome where I think the sky is falling and we're all going to die. I don't think that. But this is a song made popular by Barry McGuire. He wasn't the first one to do it, and he wasn't the last. But if you listen to the words, this was from 1967. If you listen to the words, yeah, are we on the eve of destruction? You goddamn Skippy, we are. You damn Skippy, we are on the eve of destruction. If you like America, you like being free, well, you're about to lose it if you don't vote properly. And if you vote for Joe Biden, you're going to lose it. I mean, there's a guy, he's standing in the rain. Has no idea he's standing in the rain. And they're calling, come on, Mr. President, you got to go over here. Come over here. And then they put an umbrella on him, and then he opens the door, damn near smacks his head with the door. The guy can't even walk into a building without hurting himself. You know, he's got these orthopedic shoes, and they think, oh, that's going to keep him from tripping. No, the guy is old and feeble. Not only is he feeble physically, but he's feeble-minded. But yes, we are on the eve of total destruction in this country. The United States is not going to be the same. If you vote for Joe Biden, just kiss your country goodbye. Just kiss it goodbye. And you got no one to blame but yourself. And if Joe Biden or cheat this time and win Joe Biden, look, the war right now, it's getting hotter and hotter every day, but when it turns actual hot, you steal that election again, it will turn hot. And it's not going to be armies fighting armies. It's going to be citizens fighting citizens. And if you liberals think for one second that we don't know who you are and where you are, think again. And when this war does turn hot, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get a war. You're going to get the war that you think you're going to win because you're so hubris. You're so arrogant that you've been winning all of these other battles. And you think, oh, nobody can touch me. Yeah, we can. And yeah, we will. You had better stop. This is real, people. This is real. This is not a joke. If you want a civil war, you're this goddamn close. And it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. It's going to be the most bloodiest war ever fought on planet Earth. I don't want that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear about it. I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. We don't need to go there. This is the last thing that we need to do. But you people need to stop. Stop pushing. You can only push people so far and for so long, and eventually people are going to rise up and start pushing back. And when they do, that's when things are going to get ugly. Well, right now, things are fugly. They're fugly. And if you really, truly want a war and you really, truly think that you're going to win, you will not. You will not. You will lose, and it will be bloody. And I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to have anything to do with it, but I'll tell you this. You cheat and you win this election again by cheating? Yeah. I'm going to turn into an absolute vicious, unrecognizable human being. I'm going to go inhuman because I'm going to stand up for my country and I'm going to stand up for what this country stands on. Nobody seems to understand what this country stands for. Well, here, I got this document right here in my hand. It's called the United States Constitution. What? Oh, again, I just said the C word. What an asshole. How dare you say that word? Yeah, you said the C word. Look at you. Yeah, Constitution. The Constitution is racist. Really? Constitution is racist. Yeah, we know. Yeah, it's racist. Everything is racist. What is it racist today? I mean, you got an Indian woman box of butter. Now, I always thought when I was a kid, I always thought the girl was kind of good looking, actually. You know, she was a real human being. And you could tell that if it was modeled after a human, that was a good looking woman. Very pretty woman. But can't have her. Oh, no, that's racist. How is that racist? You put an Indian woman on butter? And Aunt Jemima. People don't even know who Aunt Jemima is. She was a real person, by the way. Her name was not Aunt Jemima. She was born a slave. Then after the war, yeah, she became a spokesperson for the Aunt Jemima Pancake Batter Mix Company. She became a very, very wealthy woman, and everybody loved her because they loved her pancakes and they loved her as a person. She was a real human being. There were other Aunt Jemimas after her, but the original one, everybody loved. She went to county fair after county fair. She went all over the country. Hawking this pancake mix. Everybody loved her and everybody loved her pancakes. Nobody said, oh, she's black. I'm not going to eat those pancakes. No, that did not happen. And that doesn't make you racist because you're putting a black person. What about Quaker Oats? That's a white guy. How come he isn't removed? Oh, because he's white. You see, only white people can be racist. This is how they think. This is how they think, these people. Only white people can be racist. Well, I'm telling you right now, the real racism in this country is from the black community and the Hispanic community, not from the white community. That's where your real racism is, the black and Hispanic community. And this is what they're trying to do to the United States. They're trying to get all white people out. They want the white man. They want the white man to be the new nigger. Yeah, we're going to put them to work on the slaves. Yeah, the slave trade. Put them to work in the fields. Yeah, we're going to take their jobs away from them. We're going to do this. Well, you're trying to fight a war that, first of all, was already fought before most of you were even born, so shut up. You don't even have a clue what the hell you're talking about. And my family had nothing to do with any of that. My family had nothing to do with it. We were persecuted in our own country. And we come over here. And now I'm supposed to be blamed for all this racism against black people? What about my people? We weren't persecuted? I'm making this up? My family wasn't persecuted. Wow. Amazing. Oh, white people can't be persecuted. No. Only black people can. Well, black people aren't persecuted today. Give me one black person that is being oppressed in this country. Show me one black person that is oppressed in this country. There aren't any. And there shouldn't even be a conversation about color anyway. There's only two kinds of people in this world anyway. You're either an asshole or you're not an asshole. And you can wake up in the morning, hey, I feel great. I'm in the non-asshole category. I take two steps, trip over the cat, rack my balls on the kitchen sink, scratch my head, and I piss all over myself. Yeah, I'm going to go in the asshole category really quick. And then I'm at work. And my boss wants to be a jerk? Yeah, I'm going to go into the asshole category. But I get home, my baby welcomes me home, gives me a nice kiss, makes love to me. Yeah, I'm out of the asshole category like that. At the end of the day, there's only two kinds of people, assholes or non-assholes. It all depends on how you want to live your life. I'm sick and tired of hearing this color crap. I'm just freaking tired of it. I don't want to hear about this racism and race this and race that. Discrimination to this and discrimination that. Shut up. I'm sorry, but you black people are not being oppressed in this country. You're not. Unless you vote Democrat. And they keep you in the ghetto because they won't let you get out. Because, see, you put a black man out of the ghetto, what happens? Well, he starts thinking for himself. He starts thinking for himself, well, he doesn't vote Democrat anymore. So they keep him down there. That's why they love all of this affordable housing bills. You know what that affordable housing bill is? It's to keep the black man down. You give him just enough money to live. And that's it. And you keep him in the ghetto. That's what you do. It's the Democrats that are keeping the black man down, not the Republicans. And if you paid attention to anything that you learned in school, or if your school didn't teach you, yeah, it was the Democrats that were the slave owners and the Republicans that freed the slaves. And yes, Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. All the blacks back then were Republican because the Republicans freed them. Democrats hated black people. They're the ones who put up the signs. Oh, white bathrooms only. White drinking fountains only. White restaurants only. That wasn't Republicans that did that. Those were Democrats. Southern Democrats. So you don't get to blame the Republicans. And you don't get to blame Donald Trump. You get to blame yourselves. Before I was trying to leave, I was trying to get to a point. I know I'm Captain Obfuscator, but that's all right. I'm going to read, and if anybody thinks that Joe Biden is actually, and the Democrats, are actually working for the American people, well, they're not. They're working for themselves. They only care if their bank accounts are getting fat. Do you think they care about yours? Donald Trump cared about your bank account. That's why he gave you a job. That's why he gave you no inflation, gave you low gas prices, because he wanted to see you take you and your family on a vacation where you could afford it. You could buy food for your family. You can buy your family clothes. Everybody's got a job and everybody's prospering. That's what Donald Trump gave you, you ingrates. Want to attack Donald Trump and think that Joe Biden has given you a better life than what you've had in the last 4 years before Donald Trump? You really think that these last 3.5 years have been better than what Donald Trump gave you? If you really say yes to that, you're lying. You're not lying to me because I know the truth. You're lying to yourself, which is the worst lie you could ever tell, is the lie you tell yourself. Here is the president's first responsibility, and we know he's not doing it. Just look at our border. See, they don't want white people, so they get as many illegal aliens that could come across the border, and we're going to turn them immediately into voters, and they're all going to vote Democrat, and we're all going to be happy. No, we're not. And this is a war, people. And if you Democrats, you steal this election this year, you better be careful. You need to be careful. Because if you think this won't turn into a hot war, again, you need to be careful. You need to be careful for yourself. Because like I said, it's not going to be armies fighting armies. No, 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 no. It's going to be citizens fighting citizens. And since all you liberals who don't own a gun, well, we do. So, you know, you might want to think about that for just a little bit, just a little bit. But there's a lot of Democrats that own guns, too. See, it's okay for a Democrat to own a gun, but not the Republicans. No. You on the right, you can't own a gun. But us Democrats, we can. You know, people like us need to be protected. Yeah, people like you. Well, F around and find out. That's all I can say to you. So I'm going to read the very first sentence of the United States Constitution. And if you can read this, and if you can understand it, which the Democrats, you will not. It's over your head. So don't even try to understand it. You won't. But try anyway. Just give it that old college try anyway. And see if Joe Biden is actually following the very first line in the United States Constitution. We the people. It means you and me. It doesn't mean the government. It means you and me. People. Citizens. We the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Well, what's justice? People think justice is just simply getting a conviction and a sentence. That is not justice. A conviction is a conviction. A sentence is punishment. That's not justice. Justice means getting to the truth. That's why when you go to court, you have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You see, because a partial truth is different than telling the untruth. No truth. If you're telling partial truth, you're painting a completely different picture than what happened. Just like telling no truth, you're painting a completely different picture of what happened. If you're going to paint a completely different picture, like you mischaracterizing the word bloodbath, well, what you're doing is, well, deceit. Deceit is a lie. Deceit is a lie. If you deliberately mischaracterize what somebody is saying because you're too stupid to understand it, that's a lie. You are deceit. It is deceit. Deceit is a lie. Establish justice. Justice is the truth. It's not a conviction. It's not a sentence. It means getting to the truth of what happened. And if we find that this guy is guilty, the truth shows, yeah, this guy's guilty. Okay, then he gets punishment. But justice is getting to the truth. That's what word justice means. It does not mean punishment. Most people have no idea what that word means. But yeah, they're so educated. Yeah. You got a piece of paper with your name on it that calls you a college gadget. But that's about it. Ensure domestic tranquility. Yeah. Like what we had in 2020 where all the inner cities were having their buildings burnt, cop cars burnt, people attacked and killed in the streets. Provide for the common defense. commandeering. If you've got an influx of people crossing the border, that's an invasion. How are you protecting the American people, allowing anybody and everybody who's all these countries, you know what they're doing. They're getting rid of all their insane people, all their criminals. Say, yeah, just go to America. We don't want you anymore. You can't be here because you're insane or you're a criminal. We don't want you. So go to America. And Biden says, come on in. We'll make you a Democrat and you can vote. Yeah. We'll even give you a job in my cabinet. How about that? Promote the general welfare. That does not mean handouts from the government. If you really need to have that word explained to you, you are an idiot. Secure the blessings of liberty. What is liberty? Do you have the blessings of freedom? Well, no, you don't. You want to run for office in the third party candidate? Well, according to Meathead, you're not allowed to do it because we're going to protect democracy by only having one candidate. See, that's our idea of democracy. And by the way, the word democracy is not anywhere in the Constitution. Not one time, by the way. Secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves. Posterity, that's your kids. Do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. Well, if you can see where Joe Biden has and the Democrats have completely violated just that one sentence in so many ways. And you need to stay out of the conversation because you're stupid. One more time, I'm going to do everything I can to try to get out there today. I swear to God, I'm going to throw a call. It's going to happen. But I am so pissed off. I got up and I'm just pissed. I'm reading this crap I want to do to Donald Trump. You got to pay $500. And if you don't pay it by Monday, they're going to start seizing all this property. I mean, who do these people think they are? And if you think that you're really going to get away with it, you might want to be a little careful. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose it. I swear to God, I'm going to lose it. I'm not going to be able to handle this. And I'm probably, more than likely, going to do something that I really don't want to do. I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to do this. I'm not going to stand back and watch my country be completely taken down and not fight. I'm not going to fight this. I'm going to allow this to happen to my country. No, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight. If it means I have to kill, which I don't want to, I don't want to have anything to do with that crap. Nobody does. Nobody wanted to go to war with the British, for Christ's sakes. But they realized, well, we don't have a choice. All of these peaceful conversations and these olive branches, they're not working. So it's time to start kicking some ass. Well, right now, we're past kick-ass 30. Way past kick-ass 30. And it's time. It's time. I'm sorry, but it's time. Time. Nobody wants to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't have anything to do with this. But I also don't want to have my country taken over and my life taken over, and I'm supposed to comply with this crap. I can't do that. I cannot do that. I'm a free guy. I think free. I think for myself. I don't let somebody else determine how I think and feel. I think for myself. I speak for myself. Nobody thinks for me. Nobody speaks for me but me. And that's the way you should be too. And if you're not, well, then what's the point of living? You're going to allow somebody to think and feel for you. Then what is your point? Why are you on planet Earth? Find a bridge and jump off the son of a bitch. If you can't think and feel for yourself, and they all say, oh, no, I'm thinking and feeling for myself. No, you're not. You're thinking and feeling the television to think and feel. He's made by TV Democrats. I'm telling you, these are dangerous people. And what's going on in Trump is the same thing that's going to happen to you. if you're not careful. You say the wrong thing on Facebook, say the wrong thing walking down the street, even talking to yourself, and somebody hears you. Well, they can just put the Nazis. They didn't, the neighbor didn't like you because your dog crapped in the yard. Well, you went and called the Gestapo. Yeah, they hate Adolf Hitler. They this, love Jews. What? Oh, God, oh, no. Oh, God, oh, Jesus. Oh, crap, oh, God. They went over there, guess what? In the concentration camp. It was that quick. And that is no joke. I'm not making this stuff up. I haven't made up anything. I do nothing but tell the absolute 100% truth here today. If somebody can really prove that what I said, good luck. Yeah. But in any event, one last, one more time. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm trying to get off the air here again. You know what? This is why I'm on the air. Because I got up this morning. I swear to God, I can't believe the crap that I read. One bad nonsense. Oh, we're going to start seizing Donald Trump's property. All the stuff that's going on. And I'm supposed to go, oh, yeah, no big deal. It's not that bad. Oh, you're just exaggerating. Oh, you're just so hard. Really? Well, you'll think that when you're in a concentration camp. You'll think how much of a blowhard I am when you're being whipped and tortured and forced to work in a concentration camp. You'll think, oh, yeah, well, that son of a bitch was right, wasn't he? You damn right I am. Absolutely. You damn Skippy, I'm right. But you know. Well, again, if we're not going to pay attention to what is going on, and we're not going to do our due diligence, yes, we are on the eve of discernment. The world's not going to end, but the United States of America, the free United States of America, will most definitely end. So this is Barry Maguire's rendition of Eve of Destruction. So I want to thank all of you that were listening, those that were in the chat room, and those of you that will listen into archive. I want to thank you. And I'm going to try to come back next time. I'm going to try to be a little calm. But, you know, it's going to be calm. You're going to be calm, cool, collected while you're taking away my life, my livelihood, my life. You're taking away my freedom and I'm supposed to be calm? No, you're not going to get calm. You're going to get what you don't want to get. And we will give it to you. And we need to start giving it to people. The war is on. Any way you want to slice it, dice it, roll it up and smoke it, going on. Now, you either want to, you know, put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye, well, then that's to you. But you need to think about other people. Think about your family. Think your family wants you to just give up, let you die and then let them die? You think your family really wants that? No. What about all the other people? You start thinking about the country as a whole. The United States as a whole, America as one America. We got every color, every shape, every size, every religion, everything. One big giant group, a free group. Well, right now we got about half the group that doesn't want freedom. They want tyranny. They want to be in charge of you. See, that to them is democracy. When they have total control and power over you, that to them means democracy. Now, if that means democracy to you, well, then you need to join the Democrat Party. Personally, I wish you would just find a bridge and jump off of it, because that's about all you're worth. You're not worth anything. If that's really truly how you think, you're not worth much. And we don't need you. That's right. You're no longer welcome in this country. You're no longer welcome. And those are the words for Maxine Waters. So you don't get to say that, oh, I'm some kind of racist and all, tell her, oh, yeah. Well, I'm using the same words as you. So you don't get to do that to me. But if we don't stand up, we don't fight, we are most definitely on the eve of destruction. Now, again, I want to thank everybody that was listening today, and I'm going to try to come back, you know, maybe next week. I don't know. But again, you know, my blood pressure, again, like I said, I take 4 pills a day. I'm already losing it, and I can feel my blood pressure. I'm not even going to, like I said, I'm not going to test it because I know I'm going to blow my machine up. But I'm not going to sit back and just allow this crap to happen. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't sit idly by. And if it kills me to stand up and fight for my country, well, at least I died doing something right, doing something noble. I died the right way, not the wrong way. I'm not going to just lay down and let them kill me. I'm not going to do that. And neither should you. So I'm going to leave you here today. Again, listen to the words. Listen to the lyrics of this song. It's a timeless song. And if you don't pay attention, you don't do your own due diligence, you don't listen, you don't pay attention, you don't focus on what's going on, and all you want to do is watch your evening news and pay attention to your social media accounts, if that's really what you do and you want to play your little video games, keep your head in the sand. Well, you're going to be the first victim. You're going to be the first one to die. And if you're not afraid to die, well, then don't worry about anything because you're going to be the first to die. Well, I'm in no mood of dying, and I'm not going to lay down. You're going to have to work your ass off to kill me. That's all I'm going to say. So I'll leave you with this, and we'll see you back whenever we see you again. So thank you, everybody, and goodbye.
Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't quit the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around. Just tell me, Alabama, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. talk shit.